The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, PhD. Evrysdi approved in Europe as first oral at-home treatment. The European Commission has approved Evrysdi as the first oral and at-home treatment for adults, children, and infants 2 months and older with nearly all types of spinal muscular atrophy. Eligible patients include those with a clinical diagnosis of SMA type 1, 2, or 3, or carrying one of four copies of the SMN2 backup gene, whose copy numbers are associated with disease severity. Today's approval of Evrysdi, the first and only SMA treatment with proven efficacy that can be taken at home, potentially transforms treatment options for a broad range of people with SMA living in the EU, Levi Garraway, MD, PhD, said in a press release. Garraway is Chief Medical Officer and Head of Global Product Development at Roche, one of Evrysdi's developers. By avoiding the need for in-hospital administration, Evrysdi can reduce the treatment burden for those living with SMA, their caregivers, and healthcare systems, Garraway said. We welcome today's approval of Evrysdi for people with SMA in Europe and are proud of the role we have played in the development and of our partnership with Roche, said Nicole Gousset, PhD, the president of SMA Europe. Gousset said that an organization's recent survey showed that a large proportion of people with SMA in the EU were not receiving an approved treatment, which leaves them feeling helpless and frustrated. It's vital that we work together with health authorities, regulators, and industry to ensure we can get this medicine to patients who need it as soon as possible, she added. Roche is working closely with all European stakeholders to accelerate patient access to the therapy, and already had submitted reimbursement dossiers to health authorities in many countries to minimize access delay. Health authorities in each European Union member state, as well as Iceland, Norway, and Liechtenstein, now will decide separately whether to add Evrysdi to their respective public health programs, which allow patients to access treatments at low or no cost. According to Roche, Evrysdi will be available to eligible patients in Germany in the coming days, and in France from early April through the Temporary Authorization for Use program, which allows access to treatments before completion of pricing and reimbursement negotiations. The European Commission's decision comes about 1 month after the Committee for Medical Products for Human Use, an arm of the European Medicines Agency, recommended Evrysdi's approval under its accelerated assessment. That eligibility is offered to medicines considered to be of major interest for public health and therapeutic innovation. It also follows similar decisions in the U.S., Brazil, Chile, Ukraine, South Korea, Georgia, and Russia. Identical approval requests are currently being reviewed by health authorities in 33 other countries, including Japan and China. Evrysdi is a small molecule that works by increasing the levels of SMN, a protein essential for motor neuron and muscle health, and whose production is impaired in people with SMA. A flavored liquid, it is administered daily at home, by mouth or feeding tube. Its development was the result of a long-lasting collaboration between Roche, its subsidiary Genentech, PTC Therapeutics, and the SMA Foundation. Approval was based on top-line data from two ongoing Phase 2-3 clinical trials, Firefish and Sunfish, that are investigating Evrysdi's safety and effectiveness in nearly 300 patients, 2 months to 25 years old, with SMA types 1, 2, and 3. Notably, Sunfish was the first placebo-controlled trial to enroll such a diverse, by age and disability level, SMA patient group. Data showed both trials met their main and most secondary goals, with Evrysdi treatment resulting in significant improvements in survival, swallowing, breathing, and motor milestones in type 1 infants, and in motor function in children and young adults with types 2 and 3 disease. The therapy also was well tolerated in both studies, with no Evrysdi-related adverse effects leading to withdrawal or treatment discontinuation. We're thrilled that Evrysdi, with proven efficacy and safety, has been rapidly approved in Europe so that the SMA community will now have access to a much-needed, convenient at-home treatment. Stuart W. Peltz, PhD, co-founder and CEO of PTC Therapeutics, said in a separate press release. We thank the SMA community for their partnership, the trust they have placed in us, and their unyielding commitment to achieve this significant milestone, Garraway said. The therapy's clinical program also includes the global Phase 2 jewelfish and rainbowfish trials. The fully enrolled jewelfish study involves patients ages 6 months to 60 years, including those previously treated with other SMA-targeting therapies. Rainbowfish is still recruiting newborns up to 6 weeks old with a genetic diagnosis of SMA, but no evidence of symptoms. According to Roche, more than 3,000 people have been treated with Evrysdi in clinical trials, compassionate use programs, and real-world settings, with ages ranging from birth to more than 70 years.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Have you been following columnist Brianna Albers on her quest to start Evrysdi? Today I'd like to read her latest column regarding her journey, The Evrysdi Chronicles Full Speed Ahead. According to my mother, my columns are the first result when you Google Evrysdi Risdiplam denial, which isn't surprising. I've written several scathing columns about the application process, from verifying my diagnosis to correcting blatantly false insurance claims. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, or so the saying goes. So I've been squeaking up a storm, trying and failing to keep my hopes up. So you can imagine my dread when I got a text on an ordinary Wednesday afternoon. You have a message from your care team. Please log into MyChart to view the message. You have a message from your care team has quickly become code for, we've run into another Evrysdi roadblock, so I took time navigating to MyChart. For context, my neurologist had every intention of appealing the latest denial, which stated I was 8 months past the target age range. He even went as far as to scheduling a peer-to-peer review with my insurance company, which would allow him to make his case in person. However, someone from my insurance company didn't attend. The only option was to reschedule, but my neurologist was busy for the next 2 weeks, pushing the review to early April or later. It was a waiting game, again, and after 7 months of this, my patience was wearing thin. I didn't want to face the music. But I can't let a message from my care team go unopened. I'm too anxious for that kind of lackadaisical approach to healthcare. So I put on my big girl pants and opened the message. And then I screamed! We finally got some good news. Our second request for peer-to-peer review prompted your insurance to send the appeal for an external review, and it was approved. Approved until March 24th, 2022. More screaming. This time, in group chats and on Twitter, I texted my parents immediately. I got approved for the SMA medication because my dad never remembers the name and Evrysdi is too much of a tongue twister to type over and over again. Still screaming, I reread the message just to make sure I wasn't hallucinating. We finally got some good news. Nope, it was undeniably real. I spent the rest of the day in a giddy haze. Don't get me wrong, I'm under no illusions that I will see any improvements on Evrysdi. Even if I do, it could take years for the improvements to manifest. Evrysdi isn't a miracle cure, but the approval felt like a win. After months of struggle, cooped up in a house with nothing but my cat for company, cursing my sick body for everything that comes with it, I finally had something to celebrate. Later that night, as my dad prepped my night feed, I mentioned a dream I'd had early that morning. I'd gotten COVID-19 and was such a lost cause that my doctor didn't see the point of talking to me directly. Instead, she spoke to my parents as if I were already dead. My caregiver wept, my dad kissed me goodbye. Meanwhile, I screamed until my voice went out, begging for someone to hear me. I woke up in a funk. It was one of those dreams that lingers throughout the day, real in a way that leaves you shaken. When I got the news, though, I couldn't help but laugh. I distinctly remembered thinking that my COVID-19-related death was a shame, not because I was, you know, dying, but because I had been so close to starting Evrysdi. My dreams are weird, they always have been, but that coincidence still has me speechless. Forget writing. I'm going to pivot to full-time fortune-telling. Only time will tell if Evrysdi turns my diagnosis around, but I'm finally making progress, and for that I'm grateful. Thanks for sharing, Brianna. I can't help but share in your enthusiasm. We wish you the best as you finally start your treatment. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.